Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just gonna get some bank, friends.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a given, right?
Oh, it's for sure the same song.
It won't even go to court.
They should just settle.
Yeah.
Just settle. Okay. It is a happy Thursday, everybody. Gosh, we're almost to the weekend already.
Yeah.
It's flying by. Flying by. Don't forget to join Carson and Amber tonight. They're going to be at Train, Goo Goo Dolls. They're playing at Fiddler's Green. Great show. So they'll be there with you tonight. We were going to be, but BJ's bursitis is acting up.
Yeah, it's really, and there's not a lot you can take for it. You just got to soak.
And some Epsom salts.
Yeah, you got to just fill up the tub and sit and soak. So I plan on soaking for about 3 hours tonight.
So
as I watch FIFA.
Are you watching FIFA tonight?
I'm a FIFA. Yeah, I'm a FIFA fan.
You know, that is like my one thing that I haven't done to my house that I really, really want to do is put a TV over my bathtub.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think all those people that have those are the luckiest.
It.
Oh, you do?
I love it.
Yeah.
That with bubble bath.
Yes!
I love that. Guys, you don't know what you're missing.
My sister has a TV over her bathtub. Oh, my God. It's just so amazing.
I love it. I'm going to watch the World Cup today. You know, USA is taking on Sweden.
So it's not like a bread maker. You will use it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so you get in there all the time, just turn it
on. Well, especially if you need to soak.
Right, from your bursitis.
Yeah, I got to soak.
That's just my dream.
Soaking soccer.
I just don't know how to get the cable up there. Anyway.
It has a ring to it.
Oh, it does.
Soaking soccer.
Are you really watching soccer?
Yes, it's the USA. USA.
I mean, you literally will watch any kind
ole,
of sports.
Ole, 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 ole. You don't think I'm ready? Listen to me. Why do you think I have the American flag on today? Taking on Sweden.
Do we sing that?
I don't even like those IKEA Swedish meatballs.
Hey.
No, what?
I don't. Not today. I wouldn't eat them.
You're crazy.
You eat them today, you're against the USA. Yeah, we're taking on Sweden.
Oh, my son gave me the biggest slam yesterday.
About what?
So his dad just moved into a new house, right? And so he's like, yeah, we got a bunch of stuff from IKEA for my new room. And I'm like, oh, no. He goes, yeah, dad and I put together the bed. I'm like, how many times did dad cuss? He goes, no, mom, he's way better at putting IKEA furniture together than you are.
What a blow. What a blow.
I almost throat punched him, but then I remembered he was my child.
Yeah, you can't do that. So 12-year-old?
No.
Nope. What?
No.
I mean, comparing me to his dad and IKEA furniture.
Oh, that deserves a throat punch.
Yes.
No, you can't really do that, though. The only place you can throat punch is if you're on a Little League field in Lakewood. It's allowed there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Take him to the park.
Yeah. I feel like the teal shorts guy's wife keeps texting us.
Really? Oh, why?
Yeah. So everybody's looking for the guy in the teal shorts from the Little League game. Because somebody keeps writing us and saying, you're wrong about the teal shorts guy. He was hit first, and then that's when he went in and decided to hit people. He was just an innocent bystander. And I'm like, we should write that number down. Yeah,
turn it over to the police.
Because doesn't that feel like a wifey?
It does. Somebody defending the guy? How do you defend the guy?
You can't. He was a sucker puncher.
There's several people on that video you can't defend, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, everybody.
So Sean watched even the other aspect of the video. What were you talking about? What did you see?
It's super violent. The parents are just going crazy. There's a whole other group of just women fighting off to one side. Children are running around crying. It's pretty intense video, the whole thing. It's like 3.5 minutes long. It's on TMZ. I can post
it's
it
on TMZ.
Like. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How great do you people feel?
Yeah.
This really does rank right up there with any Walmart fight you see.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
If you had to compare them,
I think Lakewood. You might have taken over with the Walmart fight.
And everybody says, like, oh, that's Lakewood for you. Oh, that's I didn't know Lakewood had a reputation of being white trash. Mm. When did that happen?
I don't know.
Did you? I never heard
I don't
that.
Know if I would label the entire city that way.
Well,
though.
They
that's
are.
Not fair.
They're saying that.
Well, right there in that particular zip code, maybe.
I never heard that. I didn't know.
You can't take just a few bad apples and paint an entire picture of the whole city as a bunch of white trash.
I agree.
That's not
I didn't
fair.
Even know. So they were arguing over a bat at first? Is that what happened, Sean?
Well, it started arguing because the ump had asked the adults to stop using foul language.
Which is fair.
And that got some people upset. And then at some point, a pregnant lady with a baseball bat runs out
oh,
there.
Oh, dear God.
And she's got the bat. She's wielding it. And then that's when another guy grabs the bat. And then a dude comes from behind him and just whacks him in the head. And then it's on. And then it is a melee.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I think you like it.
Me?
Yeah, you just keep watching it. Over and over and over again.
Oh, I can't stop watching.
Somebody says that's why they call it Lakehood.
What?
I've never heard Lakehood.
I haven't either.
No. I feel like that's made up this morning.
Oof. Oh, you do?
I think I'd know Lakehood. I'm too close to it.
Yeah. I've lived here my whole life. I've never heard of Lakehood.
It's basically
Yeah, he's lived here his whole life.
Just the other side of the road for us.
I mean, this feels more Aurora than Lakewood.
Whoa, that was
I wouldn't have said that. Oh, Sean, I would have never said that. I don't think you compare it to anything. Oh, no.
See, I was gonna go with Pueblo.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, definitely Pueblo.
I'd pick
someplace
out of the listening area. That's what I
Not
would.
Saudi Aurora.
No. I would have gone with somewhere in New Mexico.
That's why I went with Pueblo.
Yeah.
That's why we use our...
All right.
Where's the place with the waterfall?
Lyman.
That's why we...
Yeah. If you live in Aurora, his name is Sean Swallows.
Yeah.
That was...
I'm not crazy.
This morning, the news was saying the 13-year-old umpire felt guilty about what was going on. Aw. He said he couldn't get a grasp of the whole situation. He's 13. I mean, my kid's 13. He couldn't deal with all these psycho adults.
From what I understand, the adults also knew they had a problem with this coach, and they had made a recommendation to the people that run the league that they need to get an adult to umpire this thing because this coach supposedly is out of control, and now we know he is. And so they all already feared the fact that they've got somebody like 13 years old out there calling the plays. So, and I guess the league didn't listen to them, and this kid shows up, and he makes a call or two that are questionable, and this coach just goes off, and they're all 7 years old playing.
I know, and that's you're doing what I did, like where you're jumping up and down, you're so mad.
The weird part is when you watch one of the videos that I saw this morning, you see this melee going on, or beginning, actually it's in the very beginning, and you see this little guy, he can't be no more than 2.5 feet tall. He's 7 years old, out there with his baseball glove, his uniform's too big.
Kicking the dirt.
Hats over his eyes because it's too big for him. And he's in the background while these people are fighting.
Some of them are crying. Some of those little 7-year-olds are crying. Shame on you. Like, really.
I don't want to see that.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
I mean, just shame on you. Who are these people? Are they just the, like, pond scum?
It's giving us a black eye.
No, they said it's a national embarrassment.
Yeah.
Nationally, we are... People think this is who we are. We're not those people.
Yeah.
It's been Lakehood forever. I'm a Colorado native. Sean needs to get out from under the rock.
Huh. Yeah.
I grew up in Lakewood, and we call it Lakehood. I agree with Sean. I just moved to Aurora. He's not.
Oh, jeez. We don't need that.
Sean Swallows, excuse me, where do you live again, Mr. Uppity? Sean?
Oh, I live in super pasty Littleton.
They're mad at you, some of them. Yeah. Oh, somebody said it's more like Commerce.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what they call Commerce City?
No, I don't.
It starts with an S-H.
No. I don't want to know.
Well, I just told you.
I know. I'm just saying I don't want to know, though, because, you know, I don't want to be judging people. You know, bad apples everywhere.
Monta Ghetto. Whoa.
I'm sure there's some bad apples in Aspen.
You know what? There probably are.
You know, I want to take the high road here. It's not the city's fault.
It's not the city's fault.
It's individuals that are out of control.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah. I feel like some of those people probably were drinking at the game, their styrofoam or solo cups.
I feel like some of those people are like, this isn't us. This isn't us. I don't know who these. And the broads, man, they got into it.
Yeah, boy.
Woo!
That was kind of fun to watch, actually.
The broads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dudes, not so much. The women, eh.
Anyway, shame on you guys. All right, anyway. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Miles Teller reveals who the character will be, who his character will be on the next Top Gun movie. Here it is.
Who do you play in Top Gun? Can you say, or is it a secret?
Yeah, I could say. I play, I play Goose's kid.
Goose's son, the deceased Goose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And were you with Tom Cruise when Justin Bieber challenged him to fight?
I was. I don't know if it was on Tom's radar.
Are you really?
He didn't not. Even? I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to, I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm just like, how much attention do you need, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, we slammed Justin Bieber. How much attention do you need, dude?
Well, and I think Justin Bieber since has come back out and said that it was all for attention. So he's right about that.
Just totally kidding. Wasn't it funny?
You think people were afraid? If Tom Cruise didn't see it himself, do you think people were afraid to tell him?
Obviously, based on what that guy said.
I think they were.
Yeah.
I think you don't pull Tom to the side and say, hey, there's a story out there, man, that Justin Bieber wants to fight you.
Why do pigeons fly upside down over Commerce City?
Now we're getting mean.
Say why.
Oh, why?
Because there's nothing to poop on.
Oh.
There's nothing worth pooping on.
I knew that was coming.
You did?
Yeah.
You did? Really? I didn't even see that one.
I didn't even see that one.
That's why I said,
why do we want to go there?
Yeah, we don't.
We love you, Commerce City.
We love you, Commerce City.
We love you, Aurora.
I love Aurora. I lived there forever.
Lakewood, we're questioning you.
Although I feel like I gave it the name Saudi Aurora when I lived there.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be.
Boy, I was mad when they put that Tuesday, Ruby Tuesdays in there.
Mm-hmm.
The field. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Because
they dug up all the field mice.
Yeah.
And all the field mice came into my townhouse at the time when I was renting there. And remember, I had the air popper. So all of a sudden, this is a true story. So I'm eating my popcorn from my air popper. Remember when air poppers were a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the yellow-headed air popper. I'm eating my popcorn, and I'm like, something is weird. Like, something tastes weird. Something's weird. I turn on the lights. There's mouse turds in my bowl.
No.
They'd blown out of the air popper.
And the city of Aurora did that to you?
Yes, when they made the Ruby Tuesdays. Have you eaten mouse turds? They are not tasty.
No, but I will say this. I've eaten at Ruby Tuesdays. It's almost worth it.
It's so good.
That you had the mouse turds.
Yeah.
Because
I
like Ruby Tuesdays.
You know what I like?
And they've closed down a lot of them. I don't get that.
I miss ours.
They had the best salad bar there is.
And they gave you a chilled plate.
They did give you a chilled plate. I liked Ruby Tuesdays.
That salad bar was for good.
I kind of don't have a problem with you having mouse turds.
I ate them.
I don't have a problem with it.
I didn't look in the hole of the air popper and it
blew
them all into the bowl and I was eating mouse turds.
I think I would volunteer to eat the mouse turds if they'll just build a Ruby Tuesdays near me.
Really?
I think I would.
I don't think after you've eaten one, you would say the same thing.
I think I'm with Jamie. I miss Ruby Tuesdays, but not that much.
I don't know, guys. Chilled plate, think about it.
The one in Aurora is still open. We can go after the show.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's hit the place.
Yeah, it's
I love
right
it.
There.
I love it.
Just saying.
It always baffles me to how certain restaurants close a few, but they remain open in other places, but yet they're good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It just
Boston
baffles
Market.
Me. Yeah.
Boston Markets used to be everywhere.
You're right.
I only know of one.
Yep.
Those were so delicious. Anyway, I think we might be hungry. Hey, you know what?
We did one story.
We sound like the Tubby Show.
Yeah, we do?
Yeah, we're
talking. What do you mean?
We're just talking about food.
Everybody has to have food.
Oh, somebody said no, Ruby Tuesdays in Aurora did close.
Oh, it did?
No!
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah, the two anywhere close to me are both closed.
Oh.
What happened?
I don't know.
It's bad management or something.
Something horrible happened.
Good
do you want
food.
Me to do another story?
Not really.
I have that Billy Ray Cyrus, him talking about Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, go ahead.
My daughter sent me a Stevie Wonder album for Father's Day, and I started listening to Very Superstitious. I go, man, I had tweeted Stevie and said, that song is such an influence in my life. Wow. I think in some ways a little bit of hats down, cross town, living like a rock star. I'd tip a little hat to Stevie Wonder on that, man. Really? He was a big influence in my life.
Really?
Yes, sir. Have a great day. We'll see you at BT.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Didn't he say during that clip that he got it for Father's Day? Which was like 3 days ago?
Well,
if it were 3 days ago, how could it be a big influence in your life? You only got it 3 days ago?
I think
it was a big influence in my life. That makes no sense at all, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Sean?
Does that, you see what I'm saying? 3 days ago, he got this from Stevie Wonder, Superstitious, and... thank you so much, because that's been a big influence in my life. Yeah. How can it influence your life in 3 days?
Todd?
Well, I'm just going to assume that Billy Ray Cyrus has heard of Stevie Wonder before Father's Day this last weekend, and he had been influenced
him
prior to that, but then having this new CD just reinvigorated that inspiration and fire that was already inside of him, I'm assuming. I mean, he's a grown man. I'm sure he's heard of Stevie Wonder.
Not saying that.
I get what you're
what
saying.
What he says there is he got it on Father's
Day. This is true. I heard the same thing. Yeah.
This is where I wish I had a big red bat so I could beat them both.
I have questions. Man, I wish I had a Ruby Tuesday.
I know, me too.
I do.
I'm totally thinking
it. Really just drives me crazy. I'm going to think about that all day today.
I am too, because of you. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.